And now this is a dictation. For Marilyn Devers, D as in David, E, V as in Victor, E, R, S. September 3, 44, address as a letter to Dr. Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-754-3828. Dear Dr. Reed, follow up for Mrs. Devers, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, CHF, low ejection fraction, last visit in May. She has recurring gastrointestinal bleeding. Has received multiple blood transfusions, including over the last few days. She says they cannot find a source of bleeding. They have not redo EGD or colonoscopy. There is a CT scan being done, results pending. Abdominal ultrasound apparently negative. All this has been done through Spectrum in Grand Rapids. Uses oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters. Denies pyrolemmaterial hemoptysis, has inhalers. Denies sleep apnea. No major orthopnea PND. No vomiting dysphagia. Presently no diarrhea. No infection in the uric, cloudiness of blood. No recent chest pain palpitation. Denies edema, claudication symptoms. Denies ulcers. I review recent notes from hematology in relation to anemia from late October. They highlighted the gastrointestinal bleeding in the past from AV malformations on the stomach with apparently prior photocoagulation. There has been no evidence of monoclonal protein or hemolysis. There has been anticoagulation because of the mitral valve replacement and atrial fibrillation. A component of iron deficiency. The recent EGD from October. A small AV malformation requiring ablation. Normal B12 folic acid, negative serology for hepatitis B, C, and HIV. Review medications with her. We mentioned bronchodilators, cholesterol, narcotics, anticoagulation Eliquis, beta blockers, and diuretics. There has been recent normal sodium potassium acid base. Normal platelets. With a creatinine around 1.7 for a GFR of 29 to stage 4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, a number of factors including diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, recurrent episodes of gastrointestinal bleeding, iron deficiency as indicated above. At the same time, there is no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, and beta blockers for rate control. Next number, gastrointestinal bleeding, AV malformation as indicated above. Next number, ischemic cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction, continuous salt fluid restriction, diuretics. Next number, COPD, respiratory failure on oxygen. Next number, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, takes narcotics. Continual chemistry in a regular basis, end of dictation.